That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Everybody listening to The Thing Is, I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights in? Do you have bad days, days in? Do you like ghosts and ghosts in?
Ow, The Thing Is. Ow, ow, The Thing Is. Ow, ow, The Thing Is. Ow, ow.
Whoa.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I am here, as always, with my hilarious co-host, comedian Mike Figgs. Welcome back.
Yo, Shanny, we're back. What's going on? I'm back.
On attack.
I'm back on attack.
It's bothering me that the lights are this color, but I guess it's okay.
Nope.
Now it's perfect.
Now The Thing Is.
Ow.
I had no idea that... that was my song.
So yes. Good, man.
God,
so,
I'm just so talented. I'm so
you're the jingle.
I mean, let's just
and what is it? Good looking, talented.
Good looking. I'm talented. Yes. I'm care. Dude, you have to understand.
Let me smell you. Can I smell you?
Please. I smell great. I smell like money.
Wow, you smell good.
Now smell it and see if you can actually identify the sushi rice in the cologne.
What?
Go ahead.
Let me see.
Go ahead.
Let me smell your wrist. Did you?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. Wait a second. Hold on.
Now do you smell the sushi right?
Go ahead. I think I know that smell. I think I know that cologne.
I would be shocked if you did, because it's this guy, Mio Fusini, who is like this rare fucking, like, you gotta be like...
I don't know what that is then. Yeah. Never mind.
I go for colognes that are against the grain. I don't want the shit that everybody else is buying.
I thought it was 1 million, to be honest with you.
1,025,000 smells underneath. Those are the AIDS. Hey, there is my Lekker dog. That's what you get when you book Josh. You get Lekker dog.
This is why we book you, Josh.
I love Josh so much, and I'm secretly so horny right now. I've been sniffing Josh, touching Josh. Cock is in my view now.
You know, I recommended you. There was a moment when I wasn't going to be at the jam for those first two nights, and they wanted somebody else to run like a karaoke thing.
Oh my God.
And I said, because they were like, can we just do something like the jam? And I would go, Figgs.
Oh my
God. I go, it shouldn't be the people that they recommended that they were like, oh, that are like, that I'm cool with. And I love them, but it's like, you need somebody that wants to do it, that has the energy.
Oh my God.
You are like a chubbier Cuban version of me. Except you don't sing as well.
I don't sing as well. I'm not Cuban. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian.
You're not even chubby.
You know what? I think I can sing if I tried. You know?
By the way, so that voice that you guys have been hearing all along, as you probably already know, it is the host of the 500 podcast, just back from the Backroads Baptism Tour with Jelly Roll.
Yes,
and
amazing.
His voice was on the new Old Dad's movie, yes. Bill Burr's new movie. It is Josh Adam Myers.
Let's go.
Can't show my face, only my voice.
Face gets nothing.
I was watching, like, I put on stuff as I'm like doing stuff around the house. Like most movies I don't actually watch, I just listen to them. So I was watching it, and then all of a sudden I just hear it, and then I backed it up to see if they did show your face. And
no, they didn't show my face. I wasn't there. He called me while I was in Vegas doing The Cellar for a week in like hell. I just didn't feel good that week, and the funny thing was, he goes, can you do it? I didn't bring any equipment. He's like, well, you got to find a studio. And nobody said it would pay or anything, but I'm just like, you done, I'm doing it 100%. And so I reached out to a few people, and I went to this girl's house, this newly girl, a trans, but like a bodybuilder trans, but like doubt she was already on testosterone. No, doubt she was on estrogen, mm-hmm. The female stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the most, I don't want to be, you know, she's
a man, baby.
No, she was a woman.
Okay.
I'm going to give her what she is. She is. That's what she is. She's dressed like it. Everything about her, but I mean, had a deal, like, all right, so you can use over here and just
should have got her to do the jam.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like female bodybuilders anyway, kind of.
Yes. Yeah. She was like, close the door, you be good. Just all my unmentionables, just kick over there. You know what I mean?
Just banana hammocks.
Oh, just everything. And she was great. And I recorded it, and Just it's, you know, I am the go-to. I said it to Ralph. I was like, he heard it, and I was like, yeah, you now know I'm.
He was probably jealous. He jealous?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, strip club DJ, by the way. That's what Josh's I'm saying. Yeah.
But it was great. And Bill, like, we did it once, and then he called me a few days later. He's like, we want to actually make it more. So it should be, I haven't watched it yet, but supposedly it's me being like, oh yeah. And then, or all right. And then the next thing
there were
like,
a few funny
yeah,
lines.
Not yeah. all right. Yeah. When they start fighting. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like maybe four or five drop-ins. There was a
few. Oh, Billy. Thank you, buddy. That's guys, awesome, giving man. Me my career once again.
That's amazing.
I haven't earned any of this. It's just people keep giving it to me. Jelly. Big J.
You're working hard, man. Are you kidding me?
So, and you still pay attention to the little people. You still come back to shows like The Thing Is.
I was so excited to be hit up today because I'm still in that process of coming back from the big tour where I don't know what to do. I'm busy like on the weekends, but I didn't really put avails in at the clubs for the first couple weeks because I just wanted to relax.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, well, I feel like I should be doing something. And so tonight I was just going to go out to dinner because I went to see the new Scorsese movie last night. And that was like the whole night. I think I started at like 4:30 and I got home at 1.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was great.
I don't even know what it is.
It's, you know, long. Let's just say it's long. It's long. It's about death. It's about God.
Native
it's
Americans
Scorsese.
Are in it, I
Native
think.
Native Americans. Yeah. But I love you so much, and I don't think you realize, like, when we go to Skankfest and I see you sitting in that hut all day, it makes me so mad.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. She's like, but who else is gonna do it? Anybody. Enjoy the festival.
I will say that this year I took the least amount of time, because usually they can be like, oh, like, if there's a show you want to go see, just, like, let someone know and they'll cover you. But there were a lot of weird moving parts this year, and I felt weird about leaving it and then like a mistake happening. But I was just happy because like the Comedy Gem at the end is like something I always want to catch. And sure. I had like, I could see it from where I was. And then like the Ellis Mania fights were there. So that's fun.
I doubt anybody gave you a shout out during Ellis Mania.
They did not.
I gave you the shout out. I fucking was like, because I love you so much and you're stuck there and I love you. Like, I love you. She was saying, what if something screws up? What screws up that a fucking weed grinder doesn't end up in a bag? No one gives a fuck. Like, just enjoy the festival. Like,
I did. I had like, it. I still get to like interact with the fans.
Sorry.
No, I
She's
love her.
So cute.
I love her so much. I get to like interact with the fans, which is kind of like the best part of the festival is like, you know, the appreciation from
yeah,
the fans.
There's ups and downs though. Yeah, but there were definitely like, some weirdos because I was checking on Shani and there were some guys that were just like eating pizza like, I'm sorry, you having fun, Shani? How's everything? You doing good? Yeah, you know, I do comedy if I wanted to, but I don't want to. There was this one weird fucking guy.
I remember.
And I was like, dude, I was trying to give him hits. Go away.
Really?
Please go away. He put his pizza down in front of us and he was like, yo, Figs, like, I think you're really funny, but sometimes, like, you're really loud, man. And I'm just like, okay.
Oh, God.
Cool, dude. Thanks. And it was just really weird, really, really weird guy. But, you know, I guess maybe he was nervous, and when you're nervous, you act like that.
Yeah.
It was just so weird.
Yeah,
but
he's actually headlining Skankfest next year. He networked that good. He was just working his way up.
I think his name was Matt Rife. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. Matt.
He's like, I'm a big fan.
Can I open for you, please?
Please, Matt.
Let me sell your merch, bud.
So this is the first time that you're, the last time you were on the show, it was episode number 320. And that was the episode that you created our new intro.
Yes.
And we pulled it because I rewatched the episode just to like remind myself of the stories that you told.
Okay.
And it was like lifted directly from that episode.
Do you have the raw? Is it? Because how much editing actually had to go into it? Because what was the, first of all, what was the original thing is?
Do you guys have the old intro in
was
the
it just
folder?
Like, it was just like, Shannon and Figs. Shannon and Figs.
It was before
talking about ghosts and bad dates. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you believe in ghosts? Have you been in a fight?
By the way, next week that's gonna be the intro.
Shannon and Figs. We're Shannon and Figs. Have you ever been in a fight? Dun, dun. With a ghost. This week on The Thing Is, ding! Dan Soder tells you about how a ghost went inside his bed and fiddled with his doodads. And
by the way, that was the other episode that you did, was you and Dan Soder, which was episode number 154.
I remember that.
So if the listeners want to go back and check out those episodes, they are both behind paywall, so you can go and check them out. But where you guys, do you have it?
I do have the old intro.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, who the hell's that?
Jack of the...
Who's that Asian chick? Who's that fat gay? That's not me. Well, no, not that fat.
That was perfect.
Fat gay. Oh, who's that?
Hello, baby.
Reality TV star.
The thing is, it needs to be like, the thing is.
So that's what you did. I think
hit the fucking thing.
Exactly.
The thing is, the thing is, the thing is, the thing is.
I feel like I'm going to bother Lekka's ears.
No, she's this dog. She's fucking chilling it.
So I think it was on that episode that immediately after we played it, you did what you just did now, where you're like, oh, it should be this. And I think that you went into it. And then we just kind of lifted it from there. But I did text you before we stole it. I was like, this is what we're thinking of using. Is it okay? By the way, I'm just saying, you know, I did ask if it was okay.
Oh, my God. Please.
You're just stealing
these songs. I sing all day long, and they just go away to never be heard of again. And it makes me so happy. Because that happened with Justine Marino and Justin Martindale used to have a podcast. Now it's just Justine's. But it was called Glitter and Garbage, and they were looking for a theme song. And there was this app that I use. Like, I could have done the whole beat and everything. Not anymore, but back then there was this app called Voicy that I think I was the only white person using it. It was just all black people, just there were beats and DJ. You could just basically pick a beat, and then there were like voice modulations.
Yeah,
and you'd post it like it was Instagram or TikTok. And I mean, literally, like, no white people except for me. And I made, over the pandemic, I made thousands of songs because there's so many different beats, and some of them were funny, some of them were real, and somewhere I was just fucking around. And so Glitter and Garbage I made in like literally 8 seconds, and now it's like the theme song to their
podcast.
Yeah. Oh my God. I wish I could find it. It's in my phone, but so just let me know. I literally am for hire to create music for any podcast or TV shows or jingles for food.
Let's hear a food jingle.
Wait, before you
do that, can you hand me that remote so I can put the air on in here? Because if I'm warm, I feel like you guys got to be dying.
All right, this was one. I swear to God, here, I'll even play it off my phone.
Oh, what's that click? You guys hear that?
That's not me. That's not me. That isn't me. Here you go. So this is, I have a bunch of these where I would just record the, Uncle Ben's Rice jingle
right
here from April 15th, 2017. Here we go.
Uncle Ben's, it's perfect every time.
That's it. That was it.
That's great, but the vibrato was really
Uncle Ben's, it's perfect every time.
You're watching Uncle Ben on CWB.
That's at the end of the Uncle Ben's commercial.
Now back to the Steve Harvey Show.
Speaking of intros and stuff, I do want to pose something to you guys.
What do you got?
So they're redoing like some of the artwork for the show. And our first segment, which is Bad Dates, doesn't have an intro and doesn't really have a name. Because the show is like Bad Dates, Bad Things, Scary Things. But we never really titled the Bad Date segment. Should it be called something else, or do we just call it Bad Dates and that's what they make the intro around?
First thing that comes to my head is a
That's not bad.
But keep the name.
That isn't bad, but I think we should be like Bad, Bad Dates. Bad Dates. No, it's like, what is that song?
It's Girls Gone Down.
Girls on Film. Bad Dates.
You're watching Bad Dates.
We actually
bad
just dates. Invited you here to do all of the segment
I'm having
shows.
The best time of my life.
Cut it.
That's okay. That's good. Next.
Go for it. Bad Dates. Bad Dates.
I guess we should keep Bad Dates then. Right? Should it be called something else?
What were the other options?
I feel like they're all going to be stupid. Like Ralph was saying like datey things or...
Stupid gay dates. Stupid gay date. Gay date.
You can be gay if you want to. You can be a stupid gay date.
It's a bad, bad date and a bad, bad date. And it's stupid and it's bad and it's gay.
Now that's what I call music, 45.
Just Do you even remember any of those commercials for Now That's What I Call Music? Or are you too old? Are you too young for
that? I of course remember them.
Which volume do you remember hearing?
It would be like... It would be like...
Which that volume sticks out at
volume
37?
Fucking, I'm trying to think. It would be like, hey now, you're a rock star, get your game on. And then it would be like, movie feels so good.
Oh, that's what keeps me high.
Hell yeah.
I'm blue, dabble dee, dabble dee, dabble.
Love those. I love those shits.
That must have been now... 20 now 19 now 20 now somewhere around there, because you can think about it was every year. I think Nows really came out until like the mid 90s. Mm-hmm. Actually, fuck that, dude. That might, if they dropped a Now once a year, I mean, that's Now 6.
I remember Madonna's. Remember Madonna's music video where she's just walking forward and it was just constant green screen behind her.
It was Now 4.
Now 4.
Really?
Now that's what I call. Wow.
I was two off. First, I was...
Didn't you say 20?
But then I...
You just made that up. You were totally off. He was like, oh, I was so close.
And, no, but then I went back and I said it came out since the mid-90s. So I was like, dude, the math checks out.
I can't do math, so I just believe you.
Math checks out. I'll show my work. If you rewind this episode, you can show my work.
Hey, guys, we're going to take a moment to talk about our new sponsor. That's right, the New Hampshire Hemp Company. The New Hampshire Hemp Company is a USDA-certified organic hemp company with farms off the seacoast and nestled in the lake region of New Hampshire. They provide some of the finest boutique smokable hemp flower on the East Coast, incorporating regenerative and no-till practices on the farm. We can assure you all cultivation is done by hand in native New Hampshire soil, baby.
Providing full-term, terpene-rich strains such as Belknap County Berry and fan favorites such as Pineapple Kush, New Hampshire Hemp Co.'s flower has the taste you love and the CBD you've been looking for.
You gotta go follow them on Instagram or Facebook at NH Hemp Co. or go to their website, NHHempco.
Nope.
Go to their website, nhhempco.com. NH as in New Hampshire, hemp as in hemp, and co as in company. nhhempco.com.
Make sure when you place your order, you go into the note section and put TTI for $10 off your whole order.
Whoa,
$10.
10 bucks. That's pretty solid. That's like maybe like one whole like flower. 10 bucks is like one whole package
or
something.
Like a whole rose.
It's like a whole little rosy. Wow.
Go to the website, nhhemco.com. Let's get back into it. Before I go into the segments, I do want to shout out one of the listeners. His name is Rich. He's from PHL Knives. And so we talked about on a couple episodes ago my anti-kidnapping bracelet, which has a handcuff key and a glass breaker. Mm-hmm. And so he wrote to me and said, like, a really long email explaining to me that I could actually adjust the size of it, which I did do.
Thank God.
And then he told me, like, how, like, what the practice is to, like, work. And then also the several other layers of things that you need to not be, like, kidnapped and murdered in life, which didn't make me feel any better. Because it's like, he's
do you have an air tag on you or something?
I should do that. I should get an air tag.
I stick one in my ass every day when I leave.
I mean, that would be a good idea. But he did send a really long thing about how that isn't, how this, obviously this isn't enough, but how he said there has to be like several, like four different layers or something of stuff to make you not get killed. He also said, and like abducted, he also said that no matter what, if someone's trying to abduct you, don't get into the car, even if they're they're holding you at gunpoint, because then the chances of you surviving after you're in the car, like, drop significantly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
that's
and the chance of him like shooting you out in an open.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Wow, wonderful.
I appreciate.
Can we sing jingles again, please? Can we go back to fucking jingles?
I appreciate that he spent the time to write me this whole thing about how not to get killed. But if I get killed, it's probably this guy.
Yeah, for sure.
That's his kink.
I have more tips and tricks, but I'll just need your address and meet me on the corner of Church Ave.
Okay, so now we're gonna go into the bad dates.
Bad dates.
It's bad dates.
Bad dates. I had to think long and long and long and hard about this because I already told, I think, a couple of them. And I've you know, I don't think so much that they're all bad dates anymore, just funny anecdotes from them. This one happened recently. Raya is an app I use quite a bit. It's more like you...
Famous people.
Yeah, famous or just vetted. Just vetted. I think that's really what it is, because it's like there's so many like just like bullshit people on there, but they're just like, you know.
Does it have like a serious background check kind of thing? Like you have to like
more social media
certified.
Okay, yeah, cool, like cool. Just are you doing anything with your life? I mean, but who fucking knows? I've been
on the waiting list for several years. Still? They will not accept me. I have 20,000 followers now. It's not like nothing.
No, you should be accepted.
I feel like I should, but I don't. And I've put in like I go through my contacts list and see all the other people that have been accepted through Raya, and then like you tell them like, these are my friends so that like they somehow like connect to that. Still on the waiting list.
Really?
Sorry, go ahead.
Really?
I can't get on there.
They're like, this bitch believes in ghosts. Can't put her in here.
Or she doesn't have sex. So yeah. Don't bother.
Oh no.
I mean, she's not even a performer on Skankfest. She just checks everybody in. She doesn't even leave the hut. I went out with this girl I met on Raya. This is a quickie. This is like we went out. We went to this restaurant I take a lot of girls to close to where I live. It's like I live on in the above the East Village, so it's like this one restaurant called Rosemary, because it's by my house. Is that why is it so funny?
What's her address?
I just a part of me was hoping that you were like, this place in the corner is called Dallas BBQ. And I take these girls there every time and they like to get a Texas side. No, I'm just
it's called Donna Kebab. Take these girls to Donna Hub. Have you seen that Donner Kebab place that looks like Pornhub?
Oh yes.
Yes.
But it popped up on my TikTok and it looks really
looks
good.
Looks delicious, yeah.
But I don't know, but it's like a little hole in a wall. Like it might make you shit blood. Like I have no idea.
I have no idea, but I do know that there is a halal place right next to Sirius XM.
Oh, that's the number one place. Wait, the Stand outside of the Hilton?
Is that out of the Hilton?
The Halal Guys is a couple blocks away, and it's outside the Hilton. And that's the notorious one people would wait blocks for just to get there. But if it's right outside Sirius, then maybe that's a new one.
It's a new one, but dude, it's
that's
legit.
That's the hub. That
halal
area,
hub.
That's the halal hub. That's fucking be careful. Hamas is over there.
Dude, that's
so you gotta be careful. But
dude, that's if you're trying to think of like that is the most go-to halal spot in the fucking world, dude.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
It's good though.
Good to know. So good.
It's really yeah.
Good to know.
The original is in front of the Hilton, the Halal Guys, but then they said the Halal Guys fell off and a new place opened up, but they're all just little, you know, like carts.
The epicenter.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
epicenter. It's the Austin of halal.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, dude. It's like Rogan. Rogan's opened up a halal stand there, everybody.
Yeah.
So I go to this restaurant, this Halal Guys, on 20. I go to this halal cart. No, it's like a nice
restaurant. Where you take the girls.
So I take the girls. Okay, I take the girls to a restaurant that is not too expensive, but it's also not cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't think I'm poor, but I'm also not breaking the bank. Mm-hmm. And if they don't order booze, if they order booze, I'd say it's about like $100. What I do is I do like a share and split. So I'm like, all right, let's just we'll get a salad, we'll get a protein, we'll get an appetizer, we'll get dessert, we'll share all of it. If you drink whatever the fuck you
cocktails
want.
Cocktails is what spikes the fucking
spikes
check
it.
Incredibly.
Dude. Yeah. And that's a great thing about me. I go out to eat by myself all the time and it's like, dude, I went out and we were in Kentucky and I went to the steakhouse. Fuck, I can't remember the name, but it's arguably one of the best places in Lexington to go eat. And there was it's like Jim or Joe something, some name.
I think Lewis took me there. Did you do House of Comedy
in
Lexington,
Kentucky?
Yeah.
No, this is I did the Rupp Arena.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
A little bit different. I did.
Sorry, I forgot. Yeah, I did flip flaps. I forgot that you were in a fucking arena. I'm like, wait, I think we stood at the same place. You're like, no,
pick up that. No, like you don't need that gum. Pick up that gum.
Oh, no. So sorry.
You gotta pick up that gumball on the ground.
It's right there. No, I'm serious.
Wait. Oh, me?
Yeah, please.
Oh, crap.
Stop it, but be careful.
Oh, crap.
Be careful. There's just don't. Sorry. She'll eat it. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I made you pick I'll throw that. It out. It's garbage.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I thought you were yelling at the dog. I didn't know you were giving me commands. You're like
pick it up, like a.
Because it went over by his feet, and I was like, I can't reach it. The dog's gonna eat it. And then the dog get all sick and shit. So. It's, yeah, dude, it's Rupp Arena. It's where the Kentucky Wildcats
play. Gotcha. I'm so sorry. I was in Lexington, and I went to a steakhouse, and I thought it was the same one. It's definitely
It might have been the same steakhouse. That's the thing. Lewis would go to this kind of place.
The bread was so good. Lewis fucking, we had a great time. The old fashions were great.
Be like Jim or Jeff. Jeff's, hold on. Just type in. Watch it. I'll tell you right now. This is because this is what the guy
did.
This
was like a year ago.
Best steakhouse. Hold on.
It was called like Bolton's or something.
They can look it up in there. And
yeah, I'm sorry.
Just type in best steakhouse in Lexington, Kentucky.
And
it's like Jim. It's like Jim Brown's or some shit.
Okay,
I might go to a steakhouse tonight. Hawksmoor.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a Gordon Ramsay place in my area. Great bread, great steak. So dude, sticky toffee pudding sundae.
So with this date,
Jeff Ruby's
toffee is so good.
Jeff Ruby's.
Okay, Jeff Ruby's. Yeah, that wasn't the place I went to. I think I went to a place called like Billy's or some shit.
BJ's. I went to a Texas Roadhouse.
Lewis Lewis in this awesome place with USDA choice meat.
It was great. It was great. But I went there and I had never like I was by myself and they were like, you know, what's the best steak? And the best steak they have is the A5 Wagyu sirloin. And it was $165, and I was like, fuck it, let's do it. And I couldn't tell you the difference between that or a $100 rib. I mean, yeah, it was like fattier and chewy, but I was like, it's good. Yeah. But I could have gotten the $95 ribeye and been fine with that. So this place doesn't have any of that. This place is just a regular restaurant. And me, I'm sitting there with the girl. She's got, you know, can I describe her? Am I going to sound?
Yeah, dude, come on. Just look at me when you're doing it.
Yeah.
We're bros.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't look at her, you know? Go ahead. How are those fucking honkers that you had?
Huge honkies.
Yeah.
Butt looked good. She was covering herself up.
Huge honkies is who's at the Lexington place.
Yes, huge honkies. Huge honkies.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of honkies.
A lot of honkies. there were no black people in that whole restaurant. Not at all. But at this one, there's lots of them because it's very diverse in the area I live in. And this girl's titties were diverse as shit, too. And she was just hot. And like we're talking, she works in fashion. But she was just kind of like a dildo, though. She wasn't like offering anything. The talk was all like so blasé. But she was hot. And then she like looks at my clothes. She's like, yeah, you can dress good. She works in fashion. She goes, let me see your boots. And I look and I show them to her. And they're like, you know, those 1950s Korean War boots I have. They're great. They're you know, I've got them oiled and they look good. She goes, those are nice. But if you had a pair of Rick Owens on, I'd fuck you. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then the next day, I went out and bought Rick.
Oh, my God.
They're like $700. Oh, like, and I never saw her again.
Oh, no.
Did you like send her a picture of it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Like, just left the store. Like, click. Like, I swear to God.
Did she at
what
least,
did
like,
you say again about the boots?
Did she heart the picture at least?
Maybe a thumbs up. Not even a heart.
Not a thumbs, man.
Oh, I'm a hand job guy.
Dude.
I'm a dick, yeah.
Dude.
She opened herself up to that, though. She did it to herself by saying that because she wasn't saying it in a jokey way.
No,
she was saying it for real.
So what had happened was, so she says that and I go, noted. And the funny thing was, like a couple of days prior, I actually was at the store where I knew they sell them in the Lower East Side. And I was looking at them. I was trying them on. I was like, oh, I actually like these. They're just the price. You're like, do you want to spend that much on a pair of shoes? And then that happened. And then after the date, like she could only hang out for a little bit because she had to go to some function. It was like New York Fashion Week. Ooh, what was that?
Jeez Louise.
I feel like, does that mean Harrington has something to say whenever we hear the... or is it just happening?
Oh, jeez. Technical difficulties.
Okay.
Here at Gas Digital.
So she had to do something for New York Fashion Week or something along those lines, but she couldn't stay and come over and hang out with me because usually, like I said, we just go back to my place. I'm like, you want to go meet the dog?
That's the move. Yeah, that's the move.
So close to my house, and usually they come up because nobody says no to a dog.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, I have to go. But we like kind of like made out a little bit right there on the street corner, and nice. You're like, but she was covering herself up, but you had to touch her body. And you're like, oh, this girl's got like nice hips.
Nice.
Like you could see the boob cleavage, but just you could just tell this girl. And then there's a few pictures of her on like Instagram where you're like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then, and then she's also something that I was like, oh, and what her sister, I think her sister dated one of the Eagles or something. So I was like, yeah, that'll be cool. Like Jay.
The band? The Phillies.
Oh my God. That's so she dates Vince Gill right now. So take it to the limit. One more time. I just saw them live, by the way.
That's amazing, dude.
I saw them. Second row. I think I spent like $300 on the tickets. Second row, Madison Square Garden. Steely Dan open. Fucking Eagles. Eagles are a concert where it's just like, you could be like, I think I know like three songs. And then by the end of it, you're like, I knew 95% of the songs that they played. It was boring.
I missed that, man. I missed groovy rock.
Why?
Like, I miss it. But why? Don't have it listen? I listen to it all the time.
There. No, it's there.
I just got introduced to Grand Funk Railroad, man. I'm so late. Ah, they're fucking awesome.
You think?
Yeah, I know. I'm
you
so
think
late.
You're late?
I'm mad late.
It came out fucking 50 years ago?
Yeah.
He's so young, good. Though.
Well, that's why the 500 exists. The 500 exists for people to immerse themselves in the greatest music that's ever been made. Because I was the same way. I never listened to any of that shit. Everybody assumed that I did. And then I was like, nah, like, I'm going to do this podcast. And now it's like, the music that I'm experiencing is mind-blowing. And then I'm getting people that are saying the same shit. So tune in, the 500,
hell yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
Do that. But also, I feel like Lekka is a sobriety dog. Because every time I've tried to take a drink from my drink, she stops.
She's like, please don't.
Is that alcohol? You have alcohol in
there? It is, yeah.
Oh, you get all Lucy? Lucy-goosey?
We have a drink or two on the show. And every time, now she's not going to do it because I said it.
Do it.
I knew that was going to happen as soon as I called it. But every single time, she has stopped me from grabbing my glass.
She doesn't want you to drink. She made me quit vaping.
By knocking it out of your hand?
No.
Oh, what a great idea that would be. It's like a service dog that stops you from doing your vice.
She could.
Wow.
She could do that. Yeah.
I love that idea.
Every time I'm on the toilet, my dog stops me from masturbating. How the fuck you get in here?
Trying to bang these tranny hookers and the dog.
Dog's fucking dog keeps coming in here.
Wait, is that your best?
It's not my best.
Hold on.
It's a very delicate situation. I'm trying to fuck a tranny.
Yeah,
fucking Lucy comes in there every time.
You gotta get your fucking get. Is that good?
It's good. You got it.
Yeah,
good.
I can't think of any of the case. Silvio, your fucking.
It's okay. You lost.
You had it.
All right, guys. Real quick, before we go any further, I want to remind you about one thing: $60 kilos.
That's right. The unattainable number that no one in the world of kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com actually figured it out. And now, thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
Whoa, how did they solve that legendary $60 kilo problem? And will anyone else solve the $60 Yo Kratom kilo problem?
Find out on season 3 of Yo Kratom. That's right, it's Yo Kratom's third year of being a loyal sponsor of this show and everything on the network and Skankfest. If you are a fan of Kratom, you don't have to go to like the corner stores anymore, the gas stations, whatever. You can go to YoKratom.com, find exactly the strain that you want, find out if you wanted a powder, a capsule, whatever. They have everything that you could possibly want.
Get a whole kilo of it. Come on, it's good for you. Let's go. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Now, where were we, Shannon?
All right, we have to move on to our next segment because our last segment, we're going to stretch a little bit. So we're moving over to bad things.
Bad things with you.
That one has to stay. I'm not changing.
That
one
no, but we got it. The first, we got it. That's good.
Wait, do you not have a theme? Did the lights go blue?
They did. Yeah, man. They switch for each segment. But since Bad Dates isn't officially a segment yet, it stays pink.
Is this new?
No, you've done this one before. The stories that you've that's the light changing, I think.
It's called Bad Things, not Bad Fights.
Right. So, but that's it's just how it worked out. And also Scary Things is the last segment, and that's it's just whatever.
Okay.
So that's why I was thinking of should we change Bad Dates to something with things in the title, but it's weird. It could just
listen,
stay.
I'm not your producer.
Fine.
I'm just your songwriter. Okay. That's
right. I'll let you know what we change it to.
Lights that we have.
Okay, so on previous episodes, you talked about 2006 hungover, on a line to switch classes, whole big thing.
That's the spin on the guy. Yeah.
Yes. And then in high school, made out with a girl. She accused you of rape. And then you were kind of jumped at Outback where you were working
yes,
as a kid.
Yes. But just so everybody knows.
Didn't rape.
There was no rape.
Yeah, maybe we clip that part out. Yeah. We don't even need to have
accused
that.
Accused of. Accused
said.
We don't even need it. Let's just clip it out. And we're back from Yo Kratom.
But that's
go ahead. Bad things.
It's an important part of the story.
True. But, you know.
It's 16. Yeah. I didn't even need it.
Oh, I know. Look, I think the story is hilarious.
Because
if you,
story.
Especially if you catch to the last second of it in front of like 50 people, I had to shout out that I'm a virgin. So I mean, yes, I'm just throwing that in. So I know I just ruined it for the people that haven't heard it.
You
already.
Did. So don't go back and watch
story.
It.
It's a great story.
You get it. Do you have another fight story?
I have maybe where I didn't fight, but I have a lot where I've been punched hard. So.
Good.
I'm trying to remember.
It was like a stopping you from vaping.
Yes. Well, quitting vaping was actually not hard at all. I think it's just, you have to really just, you know, there's that book that's like, you know.
I've gotten halfway through it.
Really?
The vaping version of the book. I got halfway through it, but it's so repetitive that I can't make myself go back and finish it because I feel like it's just saying the same things over and over again. And I'm sure that's the purpose of it.
The purpose of it is for you to realize that there's no reason why you need to vape or smoke. And mine was the issue with my voice. Like, I'm having throat surgery again in February to kind of clean my shit up because it's like it's just so damaged from you know, acid reflux and this and that. It's just, and just from using it wrong. And so when I was on tour, I was like, what's more important? Vaping that I get nothing from.
Yeah, man.
Like, literally a second of satisfaction and then I need it again. Or my voice.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And I bought like little nicotine lozenges and I did them I did four of them over the course of a week. And then that was it.
Justin gave me one and it's just still in my bag somewhere. I never actually tried it. But for you, I feel like giving yourself like, it's like such a clear, it's a clearer choice at least for you.
I have
because
to.
Like your voice is your money.
I have to.
For me, it's like, what am I even putting it up against? Like my health, I mean, whatever. But it's like there's nothing like, there's nothing
voice,
like that that makes it easier.
You are a broadcaster. Yeah, you do need your voice. Do you feel does it dry your shit out?
I don't think so, but I do feel like there are, like, I feel like if I stopped, I would feel better. But I've tried a couple of times to break the habit. And maybe I'm just not ready yet or haven't had like the right scare yet, or I got to finish the book.
I literally was in Vegas. I had to take the night off because I had four shows in a row. And I had plans that I had to cancel. And I went out to dinner. I was by myself. And I just went, what am I, like, this can't be helping. Let me just stop. And then I just got through the first day. And that sucked, dude. I was, like, snapping at people. And then it just, for the first, like, week, it was really weird. And then it just kind of got easier. And then that was it. And now it's, like, I still think about it. But now I'm just, like, addicted to gum.
But not nicotine gum.
No, and I, but I, no, 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 no. That's because that's, you're just switching one for the other.
Yeah.
And that's like, what's the point? You just, I know people that have been chewing nicotine gum for like 20 years, so.
Yeah, that's how DJ Lou quit, I think, right? From the Bonfire. I think he switched to nicotine gum.
He switched
gum.
To nicotine gum, yeah.
It's got to be better for, at least it's not like doing, like getting your lungs.
Well, it's not even just lungs. It's just, you have to think like that juice is just dry. It's just hitting everything from your nose. It's just drying your shit out. And truth be told, like the second I quit, I would like do the shows and then at the end of the night we'd be on the tour bus and my voice would feel like very weak, but like weak. And it would just hurt. It wouldn't hurt to talk, but it would be labored to talk. And when I quit vaping, 4 or 5 days later, it was like I would just be hanging out on the bus and my voice would still be tired, but it wouldn't be as tired. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I never lost it. And then I got to a point where I was just like, I just can't. If good or bad, I it could be doing nothing to hurt my voice, but it's just at this point I'm already done.
Mm-hmm.
And now then it also became like, you know, ha 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 to the people that have it's really this, it's an ego thing. It's like, oh, you can't quit and I can, I'm better than you. I believe that.
I feel like that's how it is with everything. It's kind of like when I don't think yo-yo on your weight at all, but I feel like people that yo-yo on their weight, it's like when you're low, you look at people that are heavier and be like, oh, like you're gross. But like when you're on the same level with them, it's like, oh yeah, I get it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've always just the way alcohol, drugs, I don't like, cause being on the trip on the fucking tour, like everybody's drinking. There's a lot of coke, you know, and it's like, I didn't do any of it. And I'm not saying it made me be like, oh, I'm better than all these people, but I was like, you know, if I can get through this, like, I'm a very strong person, so fucking,
if that's like, that part that keeps you. By the way, I didn't look at you and say you're gross intentionally. Oh. I was just looking at you both. I just thought about it afterwards, and I was like, that wasn't my intention.
The dog's hair is in my eye, and I'm having a reaction.
Oh, I forgot you're allergic.
I love it. No, I have a dog in my house. It's okay.
I love a good allergy breakout.
But I thought that's why you pointed at me. I thought I was starting to like get a little swollen on my left side.
No, I love a good Benadryl.
If I wouldn't have said that, can you get him some?
Dude, come on.
If I wouldn't have said that, I would have woken up in the middle of the night sick over that I didn't say that I didn't mean that. That's the type of thing that like I ruminate about. I just wanted to make sure.
No, I wasn't even thinking. I feel good. I lost 2 pounds. I feel fucking good.
That thing is that like that ding? Is that ding always there?
It is. Right, yeah. Yes, it is there. Go ahead. See. Wait. You guys hit it. Yeah. Someone over there. Try to hit it.
Yeah, you got it.
No. Oh, damn it. Oh, wait.
It's a little fucked up. He broke the headphones.
It's right on the thing.
Okay, you got it. It's good. Wait, I feel like we're
Yeah, let's go. Stay right here.
There you go.
Wait, no, get the other one for Shani because this is not going to be enough.
Yeah, that's a Milagro.
You can just leave it here. I'm not ready. Just, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Taramana. Oh, wow. The good shit.
I like Taramana.
Taramana.
Okay, so we're at the fight story.
Fight.
So, punch in the face.
Oh, man. So, all right. So I'm 14 or 15 years old. I'm hanging out with my buddies. I'm in the throes of the grunge era. So flannel, fucking this kind of t-shirt, just Doc Martens, hair swooped over my face, probably colored red.
Hell yeah. I'm fucking bricked up.
Was it Kool-Aid red? Right. Did you use Kool-Aid to do it?
Oh, like Kool-Aid. This red. Like red, sharp. Like blood red.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We go to this place in DC called Smash that sold Manic Panic. Which
it was like
is
Hot Topic?
Yes. It was no.
Spencer's?
No, because those are both gay.
This is a Wiz?
This is for cool people.
This was a punk rock. Like, dude, they sold cool t-shirts like Clockwork Orange shirts. I used to buy like a fucking like a zip up, like almost like a straight edge skinhead jacket, but not the Nazi skinheads.
Okay,
like
wait, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Wait, I think she's gonna do it now. Wait, watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did it.
Is that what she's trained for?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a variety dog.
She's trained to keep you away from drinking?
From drinking and fucking opiates.
That's a good one.
Because I just have painkillers laying around my apartment. Yeah, but I'm such a strong willed person. I like to just fucking don't do it. Don't do it. And I reached you.
She's like, no. Okay, remember your
voice. She just wants to be pet. That's
Oh, he was buying it all.
I was like, dude, wow.
Go to grab your drink. Watch.
How do you get it on Delta? And I was going to ask, like, what do you do when you fly with it? How do you do it?
Well, go grab something. Oh, she don't give a fuck about you.
She's like, you got type 2 diabetes already.
I can't save his ass, but I'll save the other people. Oh, Lucky doesn't have that voice. Like I was like, oh, man, I'm like a dog. So I'm like in the throes of the grunge era. I'm smoking Marlboro Reds probably. And I leave my friend's house. I think we had band practice. And I'm walking to my parents' house, which is across town. And you cut through, you know, you have your walk. So you're like, oh, I'll cut through this. I'll cut through the behind the mall. And then I'll cut through Germantown Elementary, the playground, the behind the school where there's like a basketball court and like a soccer field. And I'll cut through there. And so I jump this thing and I'm cutting through and there's these three bad kids. One of them beat me up in my life earlier when I was definitely, I think I was like in sixth grade, and he was like one of the bad kids, Bernard and Junie. They were like, they lived in the bad section of town.
They sound like it.
Junie's a bad name.
We're the black people.
You know what I mean? I have to cut that part out.
Not the big honkies.
Definitely not Lexington. No, but that was what's funny about Germantown Estates where I lived. It was a very middle class area, but you had these townhouses that were just like bad areas. And I'm not saying it was black, it was Spanish, it was white. You had just some of the white people, like Adrian and John Chaney, the white kids that lived in that area, were worse than everybody. They were just like, I smoked cigarettes for the first time there. I remember the kid said the stupidest thing to me. He goes, Terminator 2's won Best Picture at the Academy. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 2. won Best Picture at the Academy Awards. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What the fuck is wrong with these kids?
I was like, what is wrong with you? He's like, I swear to God, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 won Best Picture. He's like, all right, whatever. This gives you an idea what kind of family this is.
They're like the Werepanther family in True Blood, for listeners that watch True Blood.
Really?
They live in Hotshot, and they're like the most trailer trash family because they're all inbred. And that's who you're talking about.
So the only worse people than the Cheneys and the Tompkins, Bernard Tompkins, I think their name was, were the Beecrafts. The Beecrafts.
Yeah.
They were the shit family from our town. Like, I mean, I think one of their sisters was like the town prostitute. Nice. I actually bought LSD from them.
Okay.
Great asset, by the way. This was years ago. But just the Beecrafts.
This looks like you're masturbating on camera.
So the Beecrafts. And the Donahues. And the Beecrafts.
The Beecrafts. They're the Seacrafts. No, the Beecrafts.
You want to know how bad? You know, these families are bad, but they're not more retarded than me. I just pour tequila in the cup that I put your gum in.
Oh my God.
I fucking read. So you know what? At the end of the day, I'm the one. Fucking retarded.
I watched you take a sip and have a weird reaction. I couldn't figure out.
No, I was like, doodly doo. I was like, oh, cool, great. Well, maybe I'll get lucky and I'll be a rock star. I don't know. Or maybe I'll need a service dog tomorrow.
Someone get him a new cup, please.
Yeah, dude. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I told you.
It's okay, dude.
What a mook.
You were talking about these people. As I noticed this, I'm like, little does he know, he's sitting next to one of the Beecrafts right the fuck now.
Billy Beecraft.
The Billy Beecraft.
Yeah, you can give you a clear cup so you can see what's at the bottom of it now.
Good dog hair and Adam Meyer.
Great
DNA.
Job, Harrington.
Oh boy. Oh, here she goes. I need to get before.
Yeah, she didn't stop you for the gum because she was like, let's see.
Hey, you dumb motherfucker
drinks it.
Stupid.
Okay, so Beecrafts.
Beecrafts were the shit family, but the Cheneys were pretty bad, and Bernard and Junie were pretty bad too. One of them, I think it was Bernard, beat me up. Was it? No, it was Junie. Wait, is that the same? No. We were funny. Bernard and Junie are the same person. It was Marcus. Marcus and Junie, but also Bernard would go by. But one of them beat me up in like sixth grade, just like out of nowhere, just sucker punched me on the playground and then just kicked the shit out of me. But also, it's one of those moments where you're like, why didn't I stand up for myself? Like, what the fuck?
So it was just because they had a history of just picking on you for, like, no reason?
I was a little guy. I was a little guy. I was loud. I was funny. You know what I mean? But I used comedy as, like, a defense mechanism. And I think I was, like, I put myself out there to get picked on. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I didn't picked on. Just, like, I barked loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I barked louder than I bit.
And you'll win most battles like that, but sure. Then you'll have the one fucking blockhead
who
will say, I'm going to just punch the shit out of
you. And they beat their shit out of me. I mean, and we had to go to court. It was like a whole thing, I think. Yeah, it was a whole... Oh, dude, now I even have a better date story, too. Oh, man. So, because it's all just... It's all like coming back right now. I'm outside walking home, and Bernard... And Marcus, or Junie and Marcus are with this other dude. God damn, what is his name? It was weird. It was like, I can't remember his name. I think it was Marcus too. But he was older. And they're all playing basketball. And I don't think I'm smoking a cigarette, but I smoke cigarettes at the time. And I'm walking, and I kind of like walk around them playing basketball. But once they see me, Marcus... The older guy starts being like, hey, man, like, you know, you smoke, right? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have any. I've only got one. And he's like, give it to me. And I'm just like, nah, man, I was like, it's the only cigarette I have. I'm not giving it to you. And then they kind of surround me. And the guy's like, yo, give me your cigarette. And I'm like, dude, I have one left. I'm keeping that. And then finally he's like, yo, give me the motherfucking cigarette. And I was like, fine, because there's no other option.
Yeah.
I'm going to get beat up. And so I pull the cigarette out of my pack. And he puts his hand out, and I go to give it to him, and I drop it, like, on purpose, like, in front of him. And then he goes, why'd you drop my cigarette? And I just remember famous last words. I go, at least I fucking gave. And then it's just like, I didn't fall. I definitely took a knee. He hit me I mean, as hard as I've ever been punched in my whole life. And I just didn't duck, didn't see it. It was like, it was my fault. I took my eye off of him and he clocked me. I don't know if I cried. I feel like I just walked off. Nobody attacked me after that. It was just like, oh, and I just walked off. Now, here's what's great. Don't know what happened to Bernard and Junie. And of all the people I went to high school or middle school or any of that shit with, they've completely fallen off the face of the earth, which I have no idea what happened. The other guy shot this woman's husband in the stomach and went to jail for like 30 years. So I win.
You win.
Fucking win.
You 100% win.
How's that cigarette? In fucking jail. Yeah, I wonder what you had to do for it.
Oh my God.
Now, fuck him, dude.
Isn't that crazy, the early signs of crazy people? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But these are moments that have stuck with me. Mm-hmm. There's another one that I'm going to go back. I'm going to tell you, if you don't mind, I want to tell you a story about... I say this to people on stage when I'm trying to get them to sing with me. I was like, if you do this right now, man, somehow, some way, this will help you in life because you're afraid of it and you're nervous.
Yeah.
If you push through this and you act like, I fucking did this, like, it'll help you because it'll give you, trust me, man. Like, I'll say this, dating. Let's look at dating. There are 4 or 5 girls in my life that I wish I made a move on, and I didn't, even though they were there. They were there in my fucking basement, like this one girl. I'm going to tell this story. I'm 19 years old, maybe 20. I'm working at this fucking restaurant, and I would leave the restaurant and go to my buddy's Holiday Inn. He was a lifeguard at the pool, and I would just hang out there before I had to work on the weekends because I knew Andrew was going to be there. But then also there was this other girl that would take over because I'd go to Drew. He'd take us, like, we'd go to his house and get high. So I'd meet him for like a ride. But there was this other lifeguard that worked there, and she was so cute. And I know she dated this baseball player, and they break up, because we went to the same middle school together. Not middle school, junior college together. And so I asked this girl out, and she says yes. And I'm like, I'm already like, oh, shit, because that guy that she dated was, like, cool and tall and a baseball player. And, you know, and I'm just this, like, rocker fucking loser that works at a goddamn restaurant. Like, I wasn't doing shit yet. And so we go out, and I take her to this great restaurant that I always take girls to, Cafe Milano. And I get my fucking chicken marsala, which, yeah, I thought was the finest cuisine in the world. I was like, nothing gets better than chicken marsala. Chicken marsala, I'm surprised it's not $1 million.
Let's go.
It's so fucking
weird. Like that you've always been taking girls to like little like secret restaurants.
Oh, dude. Because you know what's funny? I take myself to those places now. I'm about to go to Hawksmoor tonight. I'm taking myself on a date. But me and this girl,
I'm going to get a Claritin, and then I'm going to go to this fucking... Dude, I'm going to Rosemary. I'm going to take a Claritin first, then I'm going to go to fucking Rosemary.
You stop by my place, I'll give you some neosynephrine. I'll fucking dap you up.
Let's go.
Unclog your shit. But me and this girl are like hanging out in my you know, we go out to dinner, and then we go back to my place, and we're watching Holy Man. The horrible Eddie Murphy movie. And it's like three in the morning. I have an L-shaped couch to the long side and the short side. She's on like the long side. I'm like sitting on the short side. I'm not even sitting next to her. And like she's waiting. She's waiting for me to make a move. Waiting.
That's the best. The best feeling.
I don't. Like a bitch. Like I think about that so much.
This is a different thing though, what you're saying versus what you said before, though.
It gets worse. There's something that happened though.
But I'm just like a... This versus like having the guts to ask somebody out on a date, like you're already there. So it's like a different, I feel like.
Yeah, but I should have kissed her. I should have kissed her.
Yes.
We all have that though. We all have a moment where we look back like, fuck, that girl liked me and I was an idiot. You know what I mean? Understand? We should go back in time.
It's normal. But you hold on to that baggage. You know that.
Yeah.
So do you realize that if I would have done that, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Where I would be in life, because that would give me the guts before this one show that I, you know what I mean?
Or maybe you would have got her pregnant. Maybe you would have fucked her and it would have been the most amazing, passionate thing. And you would have been you know what I mean?
Or if you did it and she rejected you, though, maybe that would have stopped your whole pursuit of being an entertainer.
Maybe, you never know.
Why was she hanging out at my fucking parents' basement? She wanted to watch Holy Man?
Maybe.
You ever seen that piece of shit?
She wanted to get cocked down.
She wanted to get dick down. I fed her, then I fucked her. So check us out. So we go out to that restaurant. We're back at my parents' house. We're on that L-shaped couch. And I'm sitting on the couch. This is where the bad date part comes in. And I'm like, oh, man, my stomach hurts. I was like, oh, fuck, I think I got a fart. Oh no, I don't know if it felt like I had a fart or I had to sneeze, but I sneezed, and the same time that I sneezed, I cut a fart. Oh, no. Like bad.
Nice.
Like, but, but I scream sneezed. It was like, ah, so that over top of the burn. And I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she's like, what? God bless you. And I'm yeah. like, yeah, that's right. But then she smelt that chicken Marsala. Oh, that chicken Marsala hit her in the face like a shit fist.
Yeah, that's a hard, that's yeah, Marsala kiss
the way that guy Marcus hit me, that fucking shit fist just punched her.
How could you, like, what was her, how could you tell?
I don't know. She just was like, I smelled it.
She's like, ooh, rotten eggs. You get like, straight up rotten eggs.
Yeah, this movie's bad.
This movie really does suck.
Yeah. No, but that was, I just, but then I think that was one of the things I was like, oh, you can't kiss her, you bitch. You farted. And,
so that
and
did
I,
it.
Maybe, but also, dude, I.
What like, would you do now? Like, as now you.
Well, now I go, now I.
Even with the fart, I feel like you would address it. And nowadays, sure. You gotta be like, I'm Marsala. You gotta just address it, right? Right? Like nowadays, ooh, as an established guy, you would fucking just have to address
that,
it. But
all
back
that
Marsala. You would sing a song right there. Yeah.
I fought it. Yeah. I fought it. Close your eyes and try to avoid the smell. Oh, well. That's what pants are for.
Oh my God, you're so talented. It smells like shit in here, but you're so fucking talented.
Okay, we're going to go to our final segment now, which is scary things. All right, real quick, guys, I want to tell you one word, mango. Think man-go. They help men get hard and go hard.
This morning, my weenie was feeling really soft, so I popped a mango, and you know what? Sometimes you look in the mirror, and you're not satisfied, but with the mango, my weenie was fully throbbed and hard, and maybe it's because of the innovative compounds that help you level up your bedroom game.
So gross. But they combine three FDA-approved ingredients, tadalafil or sildenafil, the active ingredients in Cialis or Viagra, oxytocin, aka the love hormone, and arginine, which increases blood flow to achieve optimum performance.
The cool thing is that they're rapid dissolving tablets, so you pop them really fast. It goes into your bloodstream for faster results. It's got a sweet mango flavor in a cute little individual package. Boy, oh boy, my weenie was purple and hard.
By the way, if you're going on a date and you know, like, not like a first date, but a date with someone you've already had sex with, you just put this little package in your wallet.
Yeah.
And then, like, after you pay the bill, guys, you go into the bathroom, take this little pill, and by the time you guys get home, you are going to change
her
whole
fucking
life. It's everything is online. You don't have to talk to anybody. Nobody has to know your business. No subscription is required. It's all good things at mango.com.
Call to action. Go to mango. Read below. Oh, sorry. Whoops. Go to mangorx.com and use the promo code GAS15, and our listeners receive 15% off their first order. That's promo code GAS15 for 15% off your first order. Now let's get back into the show, Shani.
All right. So it's not ghosts anymore.
Oh, yeah. Ah! Ready? This really is right now. That's what it's about, baby.
So this is scary things. You talk about
white
bed,
Michael Jackson. We talk scary about Jackson. Sorry.
That's how I ask people. Like, sorry, I try to get, I try to get age and see, like, if I'm like, if there's a girl I'm talking to, be like, what color was Michael Jackson? Do you remember? And they're like, white. I'm like, God, you're young. Damn. You are young.
She's like, he was Filipino. You're like, okay, cool. Right. Yeah, you're right.
Chocolatey. Oh, I can come in you.
This is my choice. I've got weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. So actually, this is the most stories that you've told on the show is from this segment. You told the story about I'm just going to high level. Neighbor complaining about banging. You weren't there.
Yes. Oh, you remember? That's, I was just telling that story 2 days ago to somebody else.
Fever as a kid and you felt they saw a shadow, felt a presence. Your late best friend, Angelo, and then seeing Nick Nolte. And then you told a story, which I'm not going to reveal the ending, but it was a really
scariest
one. Really scary, a scary story about a dog chasing you.
Oh, dude.
That's scary.
That's a spicy meatball.
Episode 320. I mean, that one will really blow you out of the water.
Yeah, dude. Dig into 320.
That fucked me up for a couple days, dude.
Before we get into your stories. Do you have a new one before we get into it? Do you have
sure?
One?
I have. I mean, if, as long as it's scary.
Okay. Yeah.
I have scary, like, you know, I'm thinking about it. I have a few things that are probably even more scarier than an actual ghost.
Okay. Okay. So before we do
like
that,
killers and stuff.
Oh, that. Okay. That's good. Before we do that, what is our hard out that we have to finish? At what time?
What's next?
Nobody shows up. I think Corinne Fisher.
Seven.
Here. Seven. Okay. All right. Oh, good. So we're good.
Oh, wait, dude.
Do you have a hard out?
No.
Okay.
I'm fucking going to go out to steakhouse. I'm going to drop the dog off, feed her, and then fucking do nothing.
Okay. So we have a contest happening for the month of October, which I'm looking up the phone number right now, where listeners are sending in voicemails of them telling their scary things experience. Boy, am I gonna ever find it? Let me go to my Instagram. So we have a bunch of stories that I want to make sure that we at least to tell them. Let me tell you guys the number. Okay, so you guys can call them with the number. I lied when I posted about this earlier this week and said that you have to get it into us before 5 p.m. today. We're gonna extend this to next week, but the number is 929-322-3441. So call in, tell us your scary things experience. Try to keep it to about 3 minutes. So I want to play at least one or two of them, and then we'll get to your stories, Josh.
Okay.
So Harrington, if you could play the first one, please.
How's my face look? Am I swollen in one?
You're end? Good.
No, I'm not allergic to my
dog. Baltimore. I saw a UFO probably around 2014 or 15. I can't quite remember exactly when it was, but me and three friends were driving, leaving Baltimore City, going towards a state park to go on a hike. When I looked out the right rear passenger window, saw something floating in the sky, and thought at first that it was this spy blimp that had been floating around from the NSA, sort of like filming people, trying to capture people doing crimes or something. And I looked again at it, and I saw that it wasn't that at all, and then I sort of became intrigued as to what it was. It was as has been described in the news lately, a white tic-tac shape, and it was darting back and forth, and it was doing figure eights in the sky. And I turned to my friend who was next to me and said, "You got to look at this." And he leans over me and looks out the window, and then he, as we're driving, starts screaming at people on the street, "Look out, there's a UFO in the sky," and all this stuff. And I didn't really appreciate him doing that, but we kept looking at it as we were driving. And at one point it split into two and was doing synchronized figure eights in the sky. And then it would come back into one and split into two again. And we just kept driving and ended up going out for a hike in the park. And we didn't even really talk about it. And every now and then I would think about it, but especially in the last couple years since all the UFO stuff has been increasing in the news. But I don't know what to make of it. I looked it up, or I tried to look it up on the internet to see if anybody else saw it, there was any sort of mention of its sighting, and I couldn't find anything. But if anybody else out there saw that over top of West Baltimore, call in and tell the thing is. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
That was a goodie.
I didn't. What was his name, Harrington, at the beginning?
Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah. There was Joe Flacco. There's a shiny thing over the fucking over the Inner Harbor.
I later found out it was a Darude concert. Yeah. It was a light
show. Yeah, yeah.
What was it, Harrington?
Jeff from Baltimore.
Jeff.
By the way, whoever decorated behind, I mean, this is just, that's incredible. Did you do that?
So it was a
can
lot.
Can I even see it? Can you scoom up? Look at that. Look at that. That spoogly googly bat. That bat's all spoogly.
Somebody did a really great job with the one thing.
I have to say.
Halloween, put up the bat in the one corner.
Harrington did, he's like a Halloweened up this whole area. And then I was like, yeah, I mean, like,
where else?
No, but he, let me finish. So he filled up this whole area with it. And then we're like, oh, I mean, yeah, it's fine. Like, we're going to do Halloween stuff this week and next week. And then at the end, he's like, should I take it away and just hold it for next week? And I was like, probably. So I think that's just like the one remainder of all of this stuff.
All of October.
So next week.
All of October is Halloween.
But I feel like we should, like, next week should be, because, like, we actually record on Halloween, that it's going to be, like, the big Halloween episode.
This is, yeah, sure, guess. sure.
Big guest next week.
But
big guest.
Really? Who are you going to?
Can't even say.
Like, we'll super famous?
We'll tell you after.
Okay, after. Perfect. So, October, all Thanksgiving. No, I'm sorry. October, Halloween, November, Thanksgiving, Christmas, fucking all December. December. And then you've got then right from, and Christmas actually goes up until like January 1st.
I agree. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
So,
love Christmas.
Yeah. Dude, this is my favorite time of the year.
I love it so much.
I'm so
except
happy.
It sucks. It's more fun in a relationship this time of year. Oh. This is when it gets to be a little like is fall and winter.
I remember that. Was that like 30 years ago? Like the last one? I remember kind that of. In middle school.
What's that sad Christmas song?
Christmas.
All
time.
Of them. All of the Christmas songs.
You just hear that fucking sad. You think of the lady with the doves and Home Alone.
She would
who lives at the church. Dude.
But she would love the Baby It's Cold Outside rape song too. She's like, again. I'm trying to leave. No, you can't go.
Please.
Holding you down.
Right, you haven't seen the dog yet.
You want to meet the dog? Come back and meet the dog.
I'm going to tell you my theory behind this voicemail, and then you guys share yours.
Okay.
So what first comes into my mind is drone. Like, yeah. If he's, like, out in the middle of nowhere. I don't know what Baltimore is like.
Baltimore's a city.
Piece of shit.
But he said like, west. Did he say west? I don't know what that means. West Baltimore. Is that, like suburban kind of?
No. It's the city.
But I feel like, so, especially, so, in this past season of Jersey Shore. Anybody watch it? No?
I keep saying clips.
Didn't Ronnie just come back?
Yeah, that's a clip
just
I saw.
Why was he gone?
Yeah. Because he had an addiction issue and he, like, burned. I think drinking mainly. Okay. I don't know if there were pills or stuff involved, but it was mainly drinking. And he like burned his bridges with the whole cast.
How?
So here, really, it's silly, but it's like entertainment stuff where like there were some like domestic violence charges. So everybody else was forced to be like, we're not friends anymore because of the stuff that was in the news.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't really that he did anything to them independently, but it was because of the stuff that was public that they had to be like, we have to like disassociate.
Distance, yeah.
Disassociate?
Dissociate.
Yeah.
Dissociate. Yeah. Dissociate.
Not be friends anymore.
Yeah. Disassemble.
So that's crazy. So he's back.
He's back.
Was he accepted?
So it just started at the end of the last episode. But yeah, like they're all crying while he's telling the whole thing. It's like he just has to like suck it up, apologize to death and whatever. But like his ex was a freaking nightmare.
Which one?
The one that he's accused of the domestic violence.
The show?
With.
Yeah,
she wasn't on the show, but she's like who he has a kid with and
I thought
who
it was
he dated.
Sammy Sweetheart.
So Sammy's also back, but there wasn't a domestic violence charge against Sammy.
One of them looks horrible, dude. One of them has like duck fucking.
Oh, so everybody except Sammy has had all the work done.
Yeah.
It's all done. Sammy is like the most natural looking one now.
Sammy Sweetheart? Can we pull up Sammy Sweetheart?
Sammy looks good.
Or maybe
good.
Do then and now of like Jersey Shore cast members.
Fergie looks good. Frippy?
Flip.
What's her name? What Fris? You're saying.
Fergalicious do the dishes. What's the do the
what's her name? The other one? Flap. What's the one?
Flapjacks? Flapjacks.
I can't even figure out the one you were trying to say.
Okay. Oh, Snooki.
Snooki.
Wow. That, I don't know where the F came from.
My alcohol tolerance is not good like it used to be. I was like 4 months sober, then my dad had a ruptured brain aneurysm. Oh. So I've been drinking. He's doing okay.
Good.
But I've been drinking.
All right. Well,
but
know.
I'm not as strong as I used to be.
Is there any more booze out there?
It was flat.
I feel it's like we went through all. There has to be. The bottle of vodka has to be somewhere.
It's somewhere.
Get him. Timmy's got it. Get him a little fucking.
No, I'm good. I'm
let's
good.
Get
I'm
all scoodled, dude. I'll hit my weed vape. Let's do this.
Oh, no.
Dude. Oh, okay.
That's bad. It's bad.
No, but if that's the only thing he's doing, he's not doing literally anything else.
You should do the weed like regular. I mean, I don't know.
I do. I just can't do that right in here.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we're different, but like the vape pen. It fucking makes me like this right after. Like, I'm so dry.
It's it definitely, like a either way, they're both fucking me up.
True.
They're
true,
both.
True.
And I because of the jelly tour, I started actually smoking more flower.
Yeah.
So, like, now it's like, listen, I don't get high and go on stage.
Yeah.
But I'll, like, you know, and I'll get high if I have the whole day off. Like, today, I'm going to go out to eat after this.
Fuck
so,
yeah, dude. Yeah. Thank you.
Because honestly, what I'm digging is just getting home. Like, I'm trying to get back on to normal sleeping hours. Because I've been like waking up at like 1 p.m. every day because of the tour. It's like I slept until 2 p.m. every day.
Yeah.
Now it's like, so tonight I'm going to eat, get home, 10 o'clock, just lay in bed with Leck. She fucking been snuggling extra hard. So
that's
get
the
best. A real, oh,
that's the best.
Put on like fucking something real, you know, shitty.
Scary?
Yeah, put on Twin Peaks.
Maybe.
Scary is fun.
I watched, so I went to see Killer of the Flower Moon last night, and then I went to go see, I snuck into the second half of Saw 10.
Okay.
I watched it yesterday. I watched all of Saw 10. I liked it.
Really?
I watch every scary movie that I can.
Yeah.
And they're all just like boring and stupid to me. Like Nun 2, which my aunt and my cousin would see, and they're like, we were so scared in the movie theater. I couldn't even make it through it. It was so stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've never seen Nun 1.
I don't remember. That's my life as Nun.
How was Exorcist?
So, I mean, it was fun because of Bobby. It was fun because of Robert Kelly and seeing his reaction to things. If I had watched it at home by myself, I think it wouldn't have been. But it wasn't as bad as I expected it to be.
Wait, so how many people went to go see it with Bobby?
It was 6 of us. So it was Jay, Bobby, Christine, me, DJ Lou, and Jacob. And so, but like they were sitting in front of, Bobby was directly in front of me. So I got to see all of his reactions.
What was his
in
reactions
real time.
Like? Oh,
he's a scaredy pants. Like there were, at one point.
We saw Evil Dead together.
I think he had better reactions during that. Because there were like maybe 3 or 4 times during Exorcist that I saw a reaction from him. And I think Evil Dead, he was more reactive.
Okay.
But like there was like one point where he was like, he yelled to the screen, suck my dick.
Which movie theater did you go to?
Something by Jay's house.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
It was like, but like,
was
they
it just
served
you guys or was it packed?
Oh, no,
it wasn't packed.
Right by his house.
Yeah, and there
right
was like food and drinks and stuff. Even though I may have been the only one drinking,
that's awesome.
But yeah, I didn't have Leka to take the drink out of my hands.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if she wants to be pet.
Last night,
but I can't resist her because she's so cute.
So my movie last night was 3.5 hours, right? And dude, I'm no bullshit. I was into it. I barely checked my phone at all. I was into it. Probably like almost 2 hours and 30 minutes in. We're about an hour away from the movie being over. The picture goes out and it's just the audio. And it was just so funny because, you know, I'm in Kips
Bay.
Was
it put on by Gas Digital?
I love Kips Bay.
Yeah. I'm kidding. I love it here. I'm just kidding. I love it here. We're all great.
That's the video goes
out.
Oh,
no.
Some of these are getting all pixelated and it dropped out. But it was really funny because it really just, you know, you wait. Ah, the screen's out.
Oh, damn.
Which I don't mind. I do not mind not being able to see myself. I hate. All I do is look at myself.
An old episode of Zach Wilde just starts playing out of nowhere. Like, what the fuck? That was a bunch of skanks.
So, but halfway into the movie, the picture drops out, and it just was like after like a minute.
Did it not come back?
After I think like 15 minutes went by, and it was just funny when they were getting ready to start it because it was just. But when it first went off, it was really funny because you start hearing all the fucking like 60-year-old Jewish couples that just, you know, this is what we do with a day.
What?
We're going to see the new Scorsese.
Want my money back.
Yeah, oh my God. Just like, oh my God.
Ah, no.
We got a dinner to be at. But it comes on.
Really?
But it was just funny when I was like, because when it was getting ready to come back on and we're all talking, I was like, out of all the movies, because this is something I do not want to sit through again. Do you know what I mean? It was just... Because it's 3.5 hours. It's a great movie, but you want it like, all right, I don't want to have to go back and see this again.
Yeah.
Or even like watch it. I wanted to watch it on IMAX because it was made to be watched that way, not on my Netflix.
But see, like at home, at least you can like pause it, step away,
love
grab something
that.
To eat or drink or whatever.
Love that.
Do you think it's like one of his top five? Like, did you feel like this was really good?
No, okay. but I still think about it and I'm still like, processing it, and I really love the score from it. It's Robbie Robertson from the band, who's been like scored a bunch of his movies. It's his last, like, it's a bluesy, like, it's just really good.
Okay.
Like Americana blues, and it's the last thing he did before he died.
Oh, wow.
And so I've been listening to that.
Okay.
Like, that's what I'm walking around. Like, this.
Hell yeah.
It's a lot of that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Like a chill fuck out.
If I can bring us back for a moment.
Sorry.
To the voicemail. So I said what my theory was. I think possibly drones. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like if somebody in this day and age, like maybe like if it were drones, maybe it would have registered in his mind. But in the Jersey Shore, they DJ Poli D pulled a prank on the whole house and they had like a whole bunch of drones like go up in the backyard. They're like upstate New York or I don't know wherever they were, Pocono or something. And the girls were like scared of whatever. Uh-huh. So they were like, he was setting everybody up all day and they were like, oh, like UFOs are in the news so much or whatever. Cause this is like 6 months ago that they recorded it. And then he had the drones go up and pretend they were UFOs. And the girls are cool. The girls are crying. They're like calling their mothers, calling their husbands. It was a whole thing. So that's what I think, especially if they're like doing like a infinity signs or a figure eights.
Yeah.
And then in unison, pulled apart, went back together. In my mind, I think drone.
Yeah,
sure.
What do you think, Josh?
Sure. I believe that there are extraterrestrials out there? Yeah. I really do, because the universe is so big. Like the whole multiverse thing, I don't know if there's an exact me somewhere, but there's got to be.
That would be wild.
There has to be. Yeah. That'd be
fucking wild. A Spanish, just like, you know, just in Espanol, the whole fucking thing. I can't do it, but.
Como es estado, la playa es mucho.
And then that leca is making people drink.
Yeah.
Mira, papi, tengo más. Una más tequila, güey. Coge, papá.
Like he's putting out lines. Like,
quiere perico. Come on.
I believe in aliens, but I just don't know if they're. Like, even that guy that was like the whistleblower, mm-hmm. the quote unquote, I just think it was a bunch of crocker
shit.
Yeah,
that was really weird. I felt like that was a distraction of some sort.
Sure.
Just out of nowhere, just happened. Yeah, I don't know.
Because sure. It's like, I just feel like they're not, if it existed, they're not going to tell us. So whatever they're feeding us is bullshit, yeah. Kind of, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah. And wasn't the thing in Mexico cake? You know the thing they found for little cake? Alien made it and they did, cut yeah. it was cake?
Oh, no, that. You're watching too much TikTok.
Okay. I'm like, this whole thing was cake the whole time. Babe, it's fucking cake. It's like Bill Burr out of nowhere.
Can we listen to one more voicemail sure. before we finish?
Mama, she's so cute.
She is. I love her.
I still got to tell you what my bad thing.
Oh, yes. Oh, so we'll do one more and then we'll listen to that.
This guy's next thing is fucking eight minutes long.
Tony Figgs. I'm Mike Figgs' little brother. Basically calling into the Things podcast. Hopefully the number is right.
It's my brother.
I might be a little retarded, but going over a paranormal event that happened to me, I think it was around a year and a half ago. I was just sitting down playing video games at night, like I usually do, and I was getting ready to call it, and I hear a baby crying outside my window. I look outside the window. My neighbor's backlight is on. I really can't see much, but I keep hearing a baby crying. Open my door because it's around 5 o'clock in the morning and my mother's getting ready for work and she hears it also. So for a minute, we're like, well, I don't know what to do. We call the cops because you never know. These people are nuts. Maybe they threw, you know, a baby off the highway. No one knows. And I live right next to a highway. So I come back upstairs and I look outside my window and I see this pale gray hunchback figure run up my neighbor's steps. I shut the window, closed the blinds, told my mom not to go outside, and fell asleep. And ever since then, I've never heard that crying again, and I'm partially traumatized. So, yeah, that's my paranormal event. Again, hopefully I got the wrong number. If not, and this is just a random stranger, I'm a little retarded. So, yeah, take care.
He's just like you, bitch.
That's my brother.
He's just like you. Did you know about this story? Did he ever tell you this?
No, this, I had no idea. This is crazy. He's told me to see some weird shit. He does live on a, right next to a highway. No, he's never told me that shit. He believes in that stuff a little bit more than I do. So we kind of go back and forth with stuff like that.
I will say that when I, cause like when the voicemails come in through my email, I can see like the, you know, like it prints out like what the words are, like that, not teleprompter. What is it? Closed caption. What are these words? But,
you had it.
Harrington can't talk.
Transcript?
Yeah, that transcript. And then I saw it say,
we're getting crinkly.
Yes, crinkle. It says like Tony Figgs' brother. And I didn't want to tell you beforehand just in case it actually wasn't.
I got to hit him up now.
But it also seems like that could be alien.
Well, the only thing we learn is that my brother still lives with my mom. That's what we learn.
He talks.
He's like, my mom gets ready at 5 a.m.
What a
mook. Because she holds down the house.
He's like, Mom, we're out of orange juice.
Ma, don't go outside. There's a baby out there.
By the way.
Somebody threw it off the highway. I think my brother was just needed some sleep. He's like, I think he had too many fucking.
He talks just like you.
I would like
to meet him one day. We should have him on the show.
I would love to. I'm trying to get him to go on my TikTok,
But he's like, I'm not, Mikey, I'm not going to Manhattan. What's going on with Palestine? I'm not going to the subway.
I said, Tony, stop being a bitch. He goes, you pay for the Uber. I was like, all right.
Oh, that's how we lost the last co-host of the show.
I know, my brother's totally. So that's why sometimes I'm like, all right, Tony. But it's crazy that he heard that in our neighborhood. We do have a lot of animals. My mom lives in Pelham, and we do have a lot of animals. There's like a huge like forest right behind the house. And yeah, I'm like, Tony, he's probably a fucking animal or something. But my brother would be like,
but what was the figure that he saw?
I don't know. He needed to go to sleep. He needed some rest. He was playing fucking Fortnite too much.
Oh, that could be.
But it could have been something. It could have been something wild. I don't know. I don't. For him to get afraid, like, I don't know. It's crazy.
What do you think, Josh?
Him explaining that there was a lot of animals and stuff. Like, what did he see again?
Like a pale, hunched over figure.
Sounds like a skinwalker or something. Like what they
or an alien. When so in Staten Island, it's like there is so much wildlife there. People don't realize it until they come to Staten Island. Like there are turkeys on my block every day. Like I post them to my story. There's turkeys. There's like every kind of animal that would be in like a forest. And then this morning when I left, it was later than I would normally leave. And I just hear all these crazy. It's like I was in like a zoo. All the crazy sounds I heard. But it's like I'm just like. I feel like I'm in a zoo, but also my mind isn't going to automatically go to, this is probably a ghost or an alien.
Yeah, yeah. When I'm just I'm like, probably, there has to be a reason.
It's probably some cool kind of bird that's just hanging out in the tree and mating right now.
Yeah. Baby crying. Is it known? Is that like, does that link to something?
And also, wait, how close did he get to see this white pale thing?
And how close are other houses right to his there. House?
So it could have been his neighbor's kid. Yeah. Just like,
window open right, and their kid
literally right there. So if my mom's house is here, there's a driveway, and the next house is right there.
Oh, so
outside his window is a direct view to the side of the next house.
So just the
little basketball thing right here, and the forest is all right here.
So the figure is the only thing we can't really explain.
Yeah, I don't know. My brother doesn't do drugs. He doesn't drink. He's pretty straight edge. So
but if he was tired and was already alarmed by the sound, then whatever it was that he saw could have like registered as something scary.
Yeah. I try to convince myself that this stuff isn't real. My brother accepts it. He's the type that'll be like, yeah, that was some shit. And, you know, I warned mom. And my mom
wants
like,
to see it.
Yeah.
And my mom. I also want to see it.
Oh,
but
you guys will have stories. You'll talk for days. But Tony gets into it.
I want to so bad, but I just, as like each day goes on, I feel like I'm almost an atheist now.
Tony will be like, he'd be like, Mike, I feel grandma. Grandma's here. I'm like, we're eating fucking brajol. He's like, Mikey, fucking grandma. I smell grandma. And I'm like, all right, relax, kid.
I mean, you don't have to be a atheist, but you could be agnostic.
Yeah.
It's just, I just like, I've lost, I don't know. I'm like, after like so many things that have happened, I've said this on the show a thousand times, I want to hear your story. But like after like major losses in my life, after each one, I feel like I believe in extra stuff less. Maybe that'll make something come to me, and I hope it does.
Come to me. We're kind of same with that, where I'm just like, I don't know.
But I want to believe it, and you want to not believe it. I thought we were talking about God.
Or we're talking about like spooky shit.
Yeah, spooky stuff. Like paranormal or spirits afterwards. Like, I want to, but I just think I don't anymore. But let's hear your story, Josh.
All right. So,
Mike, can I please get a napkin, please?
I guess I'm telling this story. It's real. All right, so this. All right, I'll tell this one because the other one is not. I almost got molested. I think.
Oh no.
There was this guy.
By a ghost?
Not by a ghost. There's some guy. We used to deliver flyers for this gym in Germantown called Philbin's Health and Fitness Center, and right next door to it, in the complex, there was this like indoor golf, miniature golf thing. And they had video games, and you could buy baseball cards, and it was just like a kid's playground that we would all go hang out at. And one of the guys that worked there was this dude. I mean, realistically, he was probably like in his 40s at least, and he would try to like finesse us with. It's like, hey, I got baseball cards, and I got tickets to the Caps game, and I take this one kid Brad from our neighborhood, and we were like, and one night. Like, I don't know where we were all hanging out there. And the guy was like, I've got Caps tickets. Do you guys want to go? And I don't know if we told our parents or whatever we did, but me and this kid, Ryan, and that kid, Brad, went to a Caps game with this guy, and then and nothing happened. He was didn't try to touch us. He did, you know, he was just, we were all together. I mean, maybe I didn't want to molest us at all. Maybe he just wanted to have somebody watch a Cavs game.
Maybe go to a hockey game.
But that's one story. But that's because I now in retrospect, it's like thinking back, you're like, oh man, that what if this guy could have like.
Yeah,
maybe he was like severely autistic and just got along with younger kids better.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, maybe he's Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? Maybe he was a pop star.
What color was he?
He was a white guy.
Ah, scary, Michael.
Yeah, scary.
Scary, Michael. Remember,
zoom in.
Remember the time, Michael. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'll tell this story. This is a goodie. So we, my buddy Steve was getting married in West Virginia. I'm living in Maryland, and me and my buddy Scotty are going to drive to the wedding Saturday morning, and we are doing road cokes. So we're getting drunk. You know what I mean? We're doing like. I think we had a case of beer. Whatever we had, we were drinking in the car.
Wait, you said road coke.
Yeah, that's what you call. That's what we used like to call drinking, like drinking in the car.
I thought you were like snorting and stuff.
No, road coke. Like,
road coke is booze on the road.
Yeah, just booze on the road. We call it, we put them in a
solo cup.
Yeah, you just put them in something that it didn't look like you were drinking a beer.
Okay.
And we're getting wasted, and we're having the best time ever, listening to music. We're driving through the hills of West Maryland up into West Virginia, and then you kind of like cut in, I guess, to Pennsylvania. But West Virginia, middle of nowhere, mountains, right? And we're like, fuck, we're running out of beer. We need to pull over to get some.
That's not like Appalachia, right?
I think it is.
Okay.
I think it is. That's scary.
We're running out of beer. We got a long way to go.
Yeah, dude,
let's get more beer.
Yeah, why not? We got a big wedding to go to. And we're driving through, and we were like, fuck, let's pull over and see if we can find like a gas station or something that sells beer, or maybe we can ask somebody. And we're driving around, and we're trying to get off the beaten path. And now it's getting like we're a little bit deeper where we want to be. And so we're like, we see this house, and it looks like somebody's fixing something in their garage. And we go, oh, let's just pull over there and go ask the guy if there's a place to buy beer. And so we drive up. And I mean this when I say this. We're like middle of nowhere, you know.
This is rural.
Fucking rural, dude. This is the fucking cut, dude.
And Appalachia is like inbred crazy shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Get ready.
Okay.
Get ready. This is a true story. So the guy, so we see the guy, and we kind of like pull up, and we drive to the end of his driveway. The house is there, and the house is like, you know, kind of beat to shit. It's not fucking, you know, a new home by any means, and it's you know, it's like not a shack, but it's right above a shack. And we go, hey man, hey buddy, is there a place we could like, we just like shout out the window, is there a place we can get beer or alcohol anywhere? And the guy, like, holy, like, could you see his back? He like turns around, and dude, his face was so like disfigured, and like it was red, and it was like, and we just go, ah, I mean, he turns around and starts moving at us kind of quickly, but I mean, we just take the fuck off, dude.
Yeah.
This guy's face was so scary. And it sobered us up, to be honest with you, which got us there very safely. But it was like, I mean, it was like a moment. It was just, you know, what is this guy going to do? Who knows? Could he kill us? Maybe. Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Could it be West Virginia Chainsaw Massacre? For sure.
Yeah.
But he didn't, because we took off. We didn't get to stick around. But yeah. Man, oh man, was I scared.
Of course.
And it was a bad thing.
Yeah. Because everything is in the movies until it's in real life. And you're like, oh boy.
Hills have eyes, dude.
And
yeah.
A Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but also like a From the Soft White Underbelly, which they've done on, I don't remember if it was Legion of Skanks or The Bonfire, but I really did send this to Jay and Dan 100 years ago when Dan was still on The Bonfire, that it was like this family from West Virginia, which they're all inbred. And like there's one, I can't remember what the guy's name is, but he like barks words because he can't like pronounce the words.
I think I've seen this video, right?
Yes, like they did it on one of the two shows they did it. But I sent it to them so long ago. I was like, you guys are going to love this. And neither one of them watched it. But it's just like, do you know it, Harrington? I feel like that's like a sign that he's coming through. Wait, I feel like something's coming through.
The wild side. And wonderful whites of West Virginia.
No, that's
like a fun documentary.
This is Soft White Underbelly, and it's like the most inbred family in America or something is what they're listed as. But I can't think of what the guy's name is, but it's just like, it's a very interesting, like I spend most of my time watching like weird things on Instagram, YouTube rather. And it's just like, you have it?
The Whittakers.
That's it. The Whittakers. Yes.
Put it on.
If you have just, if you could just show, I can't remember his name, but he barks.
On a very special episode, the thing is.
Like I really don't want me to drink.
Mike Figgs goes into an allergic coma.
Mike Forrest Whitaker.
Mike eats drinks.
Josh might have been molested. And Lekka stopped Shannon.
There he is.
Oh, that's no.
Him. I can't remember his name. You hear him barking?
I mean, that's...
I yeah, but the woman on the right...
That's what happens
the woman
too on much kratom.
Yeah.
That's a kratom family right there. I'm sponsored by Yo Kratom.
Oh, Ray, Ray, Ray. That's his name. Ray.
You gotta smoke that Yo Delta.
And Timmy. Look, Delta, I mean, look at their faces, though, Josh. Does that remind you of the face
I mean,
you saw?
Yeah, but now colored and scary and like... How many years have you lived here? That woman sitting there, she's got that face of that woman that's like, I just want to stay home and have soups and sweets and get all fat and sassy. You know what I'm talking about?
Soups and sweets.
Get all fat and sassy.
It's definitely it's worth a watch. There's like several episodes.
The dog is the smartest one there. Like, you see these motherfuckers?
Are you feeding me
Legos? Can you please?
Sir, are you in your work clothes? Oh, no, these are my pajamas. You're like,
you guys got on Jordan 4s though.
That's Timmy.
Oh, really?
That's Timmy.
What?
Because they do this show, he gives them money and they keep like redoing their house and giving them money. So they have like little things that show that they have money and other things that they're just like obviously in squalor.
What do you mean show that they have money?
So like they have like a freezer full of brand new stuff or like a brand new sneakers or new trailer.
Like when you say brand new stuff. Like I put my air fryer in my freezer.
What brand new stuff? Mike, can I get one more napkin? Sorry.
Oh, by the way, if anybody wants a deep fryer, I've been deep cleaning my house, and I have a box with a deep fryer in it that I've never used. If somebody wants it and wants to just pay shipping.
How big is it?
The box is like this.
Yeah.
If you want it, when I come in and I Uber and I'll just give it to you.
No. It's a deep fryer. Dude, you please. I have an air fryer that I bought that just sits in my closet.
Oh,
I use
my air fryer
twice. It's too big.
Oh, you don't have space on your counter.
I have no space on my counter.
I have to unplug it and plug it in because it doesn't reach like the plug in my kitchen, but I do have air fryer is great. But if you want if you want the deep fryer, I just want to get it out of my house.
I think I want it. Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're going to end. We're going to do a quick round of plugs and we will wrap. I'm going to start with you, Figgs. Okay. What do you got to plug?
Oh, Figgs. At Comic Mike Figgs. Thank you guys for watching Fig Talk. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Go to Instagram. You'll see my dates. I'm either at the comic strip or the stand. I love you guys. At Comic Mike Figgs everywhere. Fuck yeah. Josh.
At Josh Adam Myers on all social media. JoshAdamMyers.com for tickets. I am out every weekend up until end of February, basically, where I'm having surgery and I'm taking 6 weeks off. But come see me. All my dates are listed. Sorry, I haven't done plugs in forever, dude. All my dates are listed on my website. Lots of East Coast, West Coast, South, Canadian. Lots of shit,
dude.
Yeah. So come see me and the 500 podcast, where I'm going through Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums. I completely forgot how to do plugs. I was like, I'm like that family. Like, hey.
Barking. That's exactly what it sounded like. Look, so we have our new
merch.
Our new merch.
Let's go. This is awesome.
Bad, bad things. Is that Michael Jackson on there, too?
It is Michael Jackson. Baby. Yeah. That's so go hilarious. To merchengine.com.
That's great. Wait,
White Michael. We're afraid of White Michael.
That's great.
Yeah, we're on it, too, at the bottom. Right me there. And Figgs.
This is fucking gangster.
Oh, my God.
Let's fucking go. Yes, love it.
Go to merchengine.com for the new t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. You can get them, or you can send in your voicemail. Oh, boy, I should have saved it. You can send in your voicemail to win this free piece of merch. Oh, I just lost it. But here we go. It's a call into 929-322-3441. And next week, we are going to pick our winner. Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982, wherever you listen to the show. You can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com/live. That's absolutely free. The best way to support the show is to go to gasdigital.com, use promo code TTI. You will get a 1-week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the show we've ever done, as well as every single episode of every show on the Gas Digital Network. If you have stories to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it into the thing is podcast@gmail.com. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, wherever you listen, make sure to rate, review, leave a comment, tell a friend, subscribe. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow and the live premieres. We appreciate you guys for taking part in it, interacting with us, and we love everybody that has helped the show to grow. And I think that's it. MerchEngine.com for the hoodies, t-shirts, hell mugs.
Yeah. Yep. Al Girl Rhythm.
Al Girl Rhythm. We love you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thank you, Josh, for coming
back
on the show.
Josh, you're the man.
We'll be back next week.
The man.
I love you guys.